Week 8, talking with Tom, and we're talking with Donnie Woods, head coach of the St. Albert Falcons. And Donnie, you're 5-2, 5-0 in the district. And I got to say, I saw this coming last year. I saw you guys in practice and really liked what I saw. What's got you here?
I think the biggest thing for us is, one, prayer. When we first got here, we were in a tough position. They had finished the season with around 24 kids, and when I took the job, I knew the challenge at stake, but I knew that there was going to be some challenges, and so the first thing that we did was get a staff together that would build relationships with kids, a staff that would support our athletes in multi-sports, a group of coaches that would train a little bit differently in the weight room, that would incorporate strength and conditioning that would benefit all of our student athletes. And so that was the starting point. But the biggest component of that was just building some relationships with the kids. And slowly our roster grew. And these kids made a choice. These kids made a choice to put in the hard work, to commit their summers, to do the little things that was necessary in order for us to not go 9-0 or 11 or whatever it was, but to just to change the trajectory of the program. And so I got three seniors this year. I got a group that's, you know, will be back next year as well. But ultimately, I go back to the graduating class last year, even the ones before that. They kind of made a decision to try to turn this program around. And it hadn't been for that decision, we wouldn't be here right now. But and so it's just started to, you know, snowball. Hard work is paying off. We knew that we didn't know when it was going to start to turn. I think I was a little bullish on it right away, but you know, we kind of targeted year three with some older guys that we would have, knew some kids were coming up, but ultimately it's their sacrifice and hard work that's turned this thing around.
You lost one early that you'd probably like to play again now, but boy, are you considerably better now? Not only throughout the year, but from last year to now?
Yeah, I think people have different trains of thought on this, but for me, it's always been schedule the toughest people that you can schedule, because I want to know our deficiencies. And so for our first 2 years here, we had the number one, or for our first year, we had the toughest schedule, or second toughest schedule in Class A, and the second year, we had the toughest schedule in Class A. This year was no different. We scheduled Riverside and Tri-Center. I knew what they had coming back, both teams. But I wanted to see where our weaknesses were, and they sure exposed them in that second half of that Tri-Center game. But we left there knowing, one, we had to tackle a lot better, two, that we had an explosive offense that I think could play with anybody in the state, and we just slowly got better from that point. And so sometimes, you know, good old-fashioned butt-whooping will help you, and I think it's helped us in both regards, the beginning of the season and after that Week 6 game against Riverside.
Where do you see the best improvement? I'd start with the weight room.
Absolutely. I mean, our guys are bigger, they're faster, they're stronger. But I always say the biggest thing for me in the weight room is you got to look at the guy across from you. And if he's putting in the work, you want to put in the work. And there's just a dedication, a commitment to the guy you play with on Friday nights. And so for me, I mean, there's a million different ways to train people. But for me, it's ultimately getting in there together and showing that you're making effort and you're committed to each other and to the school. And so I think that's one of the biggest adjustments. And I just think just an ultimately a development in terms of how we operate in the trenches and how we skill develop our guys throughout the course of the summer to get them ready for the season.
Talk about who has stepped up and showed out.
Yeah, I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the offensive line and defensive lines. I mean, those guys, one, I'll just say is they're the hardest workers on our team. And so when you have that group of guys, you know, one, they've paved the way for a 1,000-yard rusher in Kyle Irwin. They to this point have not given up a sack against any opponent. And they do a great job of keeping offensive linemen off our linebackers on defense. And so that group, by far, Jack Burt, Sawyer Sheffield, you know, Cohen Hamilton, Andrew Beckman, you know, the list goes on. We have you know, seven guys that can play for us right now. And so when you can win in the trenches, it gives you a chance. Now, in terms of our athletes, I mean, we've had tremendous development of guys like Adrian Jessen, Cooper Hamilton, who was a freshman last year, is now a sophomore. Avery Beck has had a heck of a job, you know, running the ball and receiving. And then we had a young quarterback. And we talked about Tri-Center last year, who had a sophomore quarterback, and there was no excuses there, right? They had a young quarterback, and they went on and won a state championship. And so we talked about that in preseason. It's like, nobody cares that we have a sophomore quarterback, right? We need to put on his plate what he can handle and slowly develop him up through the course of the season. And that's what he's done. He's done a great job. I mean, this week of practice has been phenomenal, and you can just see the growth there with him.
I'm kind of old school, and it's run game and defense for me. Seems like your run game, though, has really taken a step forward, especially led by, you mentioned, Kyle Irwin. But those guys up front, what's the product of that growth in the run game?
Yeah, part of it is just a mentality that my man doesn't make the play. We want vertical push, you know, when that ball is snapped. You know, there's no sides. We're going straight through you and trying to take you off the ball. But we also make you defend every inch of the grass out there. And so, you know, if you load the box, we're going to take our shots. If you give us the RPO stuff, we're going to take the RPO. So it really stretches defense, not only vertically, but horizontally. And so you really have to kind of load the box against us right now, I think, to you know, strain our run game. And you've seen that over the last couple of weeks. Some teams have put some guys in the box, and now we've made some plays on the perimeter. So you really got to defend the entire field against us, and I think that's overall, like, we're not one-dimensional. I think that's helped us a ton in the run game.
That run game, that growth in the run game, though, has really helped you mature a sophomore quarterback and a young receiving core that you have.
Yeah, if you can hand the football off and limit what the quarterback has to do early on, it really helps you. And then as he gains confidence, and those wide receivers, you know, we can run pretty well when they get vertically down the field, and now he's completed some. I mean, you just see the confidence grow. And so anytime you got a good offensive line in front of you, I think it's truly beneficial to our young quarterback.
Your defense is really young. I mean, eight of your top 10 tacklers are underclassmen. Where are they being success? Where's their success coming from?
So I think a lot of times throughout the course, we played a lot of guys. I mean, once again, you play a tough schedule. You play one of the top quarterbacks in Class 1A. You play the top running back in Class A. And so once again, I think it exposes some things and the things that you got to get better in. They've really come along, and I think our best defensive performance was last week. They had an edge about themselves. We've started to tackle a lot better, and part of that's just maturity and getting older and having some games under our belt. And so we're really relying on these guys here these last couple weeks here because they are starting to play cohesive. They're starting to tackle a lot better. They're understanding how to vice the football, and their effort has been tremendous.
Now you talk about a tough schedule. Now you've got Woodbury Central, 7-0, 5-0. District championship on the line. You're guaranteed second in the district, but you don't want to hang your hat on that. It's a huge challenge.
Yeah, I don't know what they're putting in the water up there in Mobile, but it seems every year they got athletes running around for, this is the third year, fourth year that we've played them where they've had a stud quarterback. So, now, obviously, the challenge is a great challenge in front of us, right? We got to keep them in front of us, and we got to do a great job of tackling pursuit of the football. But ultimately, we haven't even really discussed the playoffs at this point. This group has set a goal at the beginning of the year, one, to host a home playoff game, which we'll do. But we put ourselves in a position to win a championship. Now, you know, anytime you have an opportunity to win a championship, I think you go after it and try to get the thing done. And so that's been our focus all week long. I think most people have us as an underdog in this one, and I think our guys have used that as a little bit of an edge this week. You know, one, to just prove a point that we can play with some of the top teams in the state. We haven't done that yet since I've been here. This game was in overtime last year, and so I think, you know, from that point on, it's going out and you know, showing our school, showing our community that we can play in these big-time games.
They're known for their explosive offense. I mean, I've seen them the last, like you say, 4 years, and they are explosive. I don't think they're quite as explosive this year, but, boy, they've got every facet. I mean, they run it well, and they throw it well.
Yeah, it's, like I said, just a tremendous challenge for us. But, as we say, challenges are opportunities for us, and pressure is a privilege around here. So We're thankful to be in this opportunity and thankful that we get them at home. You know, it's a road trip up to Mobile. So, you know, ultimately, like we talked about today in practice, we got to respect their speed. You know, you got to stay on top of the routes. You know, don't get caught in no man's land against these guys. And so as long as we can keep them in front of us, I think we'll have ourselves a competitive football game on Friday night. But you got to defend both. You got to defend the run game and the pass game with them, and they also have an extremely solid defense.
This may sound pretty simplistic, but, boy, you've got to take away the pass, and you've got to pressure the quarterback, and you've got to key on certain players.
Yeah, I think it's, once again, it's mixing it up, right? You know, I talked about in our meetings this week kind of being like a baseball pitcher, right? I got to throw a fastball, I got to throw a changeup, I got to throw a curveball. Like, we can't just sit there. You know, they're going to take what you give them. And so, you know, it, once again, just boils down to keep them in front of you, and you got to tackle, because it's not just, hey, you know, it's not like they're shifty, right? When they get the ball in their hands, they can make people miss. And so it's just getting them to snap the ball multiple times, and hopefully at some point they make a mistake, or maybe you can generate some negative plays. But ultimately, it's getting after these guys so that, you know, it's understanding from a discipline standpoint, don't let them behind you, because all three, four of those wide receivers can run.
Offensively now, their defense has been pretty good throughout the year. What do you see, if there is one, a weakness in that defense that you can exploit?
I don't know if it's a weakness. We just see opportunity in some places. You know, they got two great defensive ends. Their interior guys are strong as well, got a great linebacking core. And then, once again, you got all these athletes on the back end that can run. They've mixed it up and played a lot of one and cover zero. And they've also, you know, played some zone early on in the year. So you kind of had to prepare for both. But ultimately for us, we got to protect the football. We got to sustain some drives. You know, if you can get an opportunity where you're possessing the ball away from them and putting some pressure on them to score in every possession, I think would be advantageous for us. But ultimately it comes down to, you know, keeping the chains moving, being effective, and taking a shot when they present it.
I'm going to take away penalties and turnovers, because those are things coaches like to say are important in every game, and they are. They're very important, but without those two, what do you see as keys for you having a win on Friday night?
Being able to run the ball effectively and tackle. Those two things, I think, one, keep the clock moving, keep the chains alive, and two, if we tackle extremely well, I know that they'll have to sustain some drives, which not like they have struggled doing, but ultimately gives us another chance to create a negative play or create a turnover. And so if we can run the football and tackle extremely well, it gives ourselves a shot.
Once again, being simplistic, this game of football is simple. It comes down to blocking and tackling.
That's right. And honestly, when we've struggled, we haven't done those things correctly. And so it's always a great lesson for us to go back to the fundamentals, especially after a loss, to kind of reset the program and say, hey, these last 2 weeks, all we've done early on, started the practice, the point of emphasis is tackle, and we have tackle stations. And so it's been a huge point of emphasis, and you've seen us getting better over the last couple of weeks doing it. So we'll continue that path. But, yeah, football's ultimately it's just the small things. The things that are hard, if you do the hard things well, you're in good shape.
Donnie, thanks a lot, and good luck Friday night.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.